Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Hello, people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. It has been a long minute. It's been a long minute since I've been on here. I have missed you guys. I have missed doing this. Life has just been interesting. A few things going on. My name is Mo Adia, first of all. Welcome. If you're a new listener, we are so glad to have you on here. If you are a faithful listener or, you know, in between faithful, not so faithful, we still love you. Thank you so much for joining me today. So today, we are in the month of November, and in our community, we have been looking at prayer, just, you know, from different aspects. Like, prayer is such a wide topic to cover. We covered it earlier in the year. But, you know, we're kind of taking a slightly different angle this time. And I have actually enjoyed it, albeit, you know, I'm part of the sort of creation process of putting together whatever we're looking to share and, you know, hearing the direction God wants to take it and going in that direction. But I have actually enjoyed it. I always enjoy the themes, actually, but I have particularly enjoyed it because it has just been so in sync. You know, we picked this topic because the Lord led us to actually do so, even though we'd covered it earlier in the year. And, you know, for that reason, it just was so, it's been so profound because and seeing what the Lord has done or what else is going on, I can see why it is so apt. Like, for me personally, it means so much right now. For a lot of people, I know it does. There are a lot of other people, other communities just doing things on prayer, like teaching on prayer. One woman of God I love so much and value so much, who's taught me a lot of things, is doing a series this month, has been doing a series on prayer. And that just happened. There have been so many other things to do with prayer. So, you know, God is so deliberate, so intentional about that. So I really enjoy that. And I want to encourage you as our listeners to key into that. That's not the topic of today, but, you know, I'm just going as Holy Spirit leads. I want to encourage you to key into that, especially in this hour we are in. You know, whether, you know, you I know we're coming towards the end of the year and everyone's the 11th hour and, you know, all of that. It can sound a little bit cliche sometimes, but I do tell you that this is a time where we really need to pray. There is definitely a lot going on. The enemy is on a rampage. It's like God has let him loose, you know, in terms of, you know, for certain reasons, I guess, you know, so he's on a bit of a rampage and just like, you know, very active because he knows his time is short. So believers, we must be, you know, as the word says, we must be watchful. We must watch and pray. I was going to say a word there, but God just held my mouth. Anyway, that's not the topic of my discussion today. Today is a really, really, I think it's going to be the historic shortest episode we're going to have historically, at least for now, because I'm going to round up probably in the next 5 minutes or so, because I have to absolutely run, but I really, really wanted to talk to you, you know, and I think really thinking about it now, why God has brought up that topic of prayer leading into this, you know, discussion is really about the process. And the topic today is really about not skipping the process, not skipping the process. We are in such an instant world. We are in such a rushed world. Like, for me personally, I've had a few things going on and I felt really, really rushed for the past maybe say a couple of weeks. And I just had to take a step back and think, why am I feeling rushed? Like, why is there this intensity to do stuff quickly? And I appreciate the part of, you know, there is a quickening that happens sometimes. There's times of, you know, we need to do something. There's an urgency in the spirit. But the rushed feeling I was feeling, I was actually uncomfortable with it. And I had to be like, okay, God, why is this rush here? This isn't the rush of you, or this isn't the sort of acceleration or the intensity, the urgency. It just feels like a rush, you know, happening. And I started to realize it was because of things around me also kind of portraying that. So it was now sort of seeping on me, if that makes sense. I hope it sounds really coded, but like I was just in an environment, suddenly shifted to an environment where things were just being rushed. And that just rubbed off on me. I think if you're a prophetic person, you kind of pick up like things like that. That's why you're very conscious about your environment, what you're watching, all of those things, because it just kind of felt like I was just like feeling this rush, and I had to be like, God, I can't do this. And it even caused me to, in some ways, struggle with being able to actually sort of hear God in certain things. I felt like I started making carnal decisions, and I was so uncomfortable. I was like, I can't even make these decisions because I don't have the right information. Like my brain, it just feels rushed, you know. But that's just giving an example of how things can feel very instant in this generation, and you must pause and recognize when you're just being rushed and there's just this, you know, intensity which is not of God. But what I said all that to say about the process, because what tends to happen is when you're surrounded by this rushness, and I'll say that is a word, the rushness, what it tends to do is it tends to cause you to want to then just do everything so quickly and therefore skip out processes. We must not skip the process. You know, many people have different views. I've been in, sat under people for a little bit who kind of had a bit of a different view and all of that. And I just, you know, wasn't really comfortable. But anyway, that's besides the point. But the process of what God does in us, we mustn't rush the process or skip the process. Or, you know, sometimes, you know, God says he's called us something, or he's shown us a glimpse of the future. And yes, we want to start sort of working towards that thing and walking in that thing, and we should. But sometimes we want to, like, let's just see the lights, camera, action, and be there before actually understanding fully what it means, where God has placed us, how he wants us to, like, without kind of going through the stages. So it's almost like God has told you, let's just say you're going to be a lawyer. And yes, you start, you know, doing all the law things, or, you know, start learning the language of the lawyer and all of that, surrounding yourself with lawyers and all of that. But you don't go to school for law, you would not be well equipped. So what the process is designed to do is designed to actually equip you, is designed to inform you, is designed to really get you, propel you to the place you need to be at in God's time, and equipped with everything God will have you do. And it gives you the specifics, it gives you the insight, it's, you know, gives you all of that. So if we look at somebody like a David in the Bible, David was, you know, anointed by the prophet Samuel, Uncle Samuel. At some point, he was anointed, right? He was anointed to be the king. Even Samuel was a bit like, oh, okay, is it him, God? Okay, interesting, you know? And when he was anointed, he didn't, like, step into kingship straight away, because they had to be a process. So God, you know, when he went back to the field, he went back to do whatever. So sometimes, you know, it's a case of God has shown us, okay, this is where we're going, and this is what he, you know, he would have us do. This is, you know, our assignment, or part of our assignment, or something like that. But we are so looking at the forward assignment that we fail to recognize the current assignment that God has placed you in, because that current assignment is what will prepare you. So even look at David, he was on the field looking after the sheep. He learned a lot of things in that process, right? Which he was able to therefore take forward in his, you know, being the king. So it could be anything. You could be like, God is like, okay, you're gonna have this business one day, all of this, but God has placed you in a place of employment, or he's placed you somewhere, and, you know, you just want to skip that process. But it's like, actually, that place he's placed you is for you to gain the skills, is for you to gain, whether the technical skills, the people skills, gain your confidence. It may even be a place where it's going to connect you with the person that's going to help you in the future, but you're designed there to meet the person, you know. But sometimes we want to just rush into it. But That's just one example that just came to me. But, you know, often like we just have this mentality of let's just like, what's the shortcut? What's the shortest way? What's the quickest way to do it? You know, we want the quickest way to do everything. I mean, that's how we function these days, right? The quickest way to get where we're going, the quickest way to finish something. We just want things really, really, really quickly. But you, I want to leave you with this, you know, not skipping the process. The process is important. So think about, you know, fine wine, right? I don't drink wine, but I know fine wine. I used to drink wine, but I was never a wine person. But for people that are wine connoisseurs, let's just say the fine wine goes through the process of, it's usually the wine that's from like years ago, right? So maybe it's like 60-year-old vintage wine, and it's more expensive because it's fermented a lot longer, it's richer, it has, you know, more body, all of those things that, you know, or whatever is valuable for wine. But I'm just saying that process, it's gone through the process. Even oil, you know, where the process of making oil is a long process, and the oil that takes, kind of, you find that, you know, the oil that is produced in sort of the longer process, so olive oil, I believe, has like, you know, you can do a quick way of doing it, or like a more authentic, longer way. And this, you know, the stuff that's produced in the sort of longer way, I really should have got the definition, the longer way basically, you know, is more expensive and more valuable, right? So, you know, the process of that whole fermentation, the processes that occur, the chemical processes, you know, all of those things make up what that oil is. They make up what that wine is. All the things that God will have you go through, the learning, the submission, you know, the even the disappointments, the, you know, the constant, the things that bring you back to your trust in God, those, all of those things are what will make you to be this person that is standing there, because you've been tried and tested. You have history with God. You are, you know, you're who he's, you're in that place he's called you to be, with everything he's equipped you with and wants you to be equipped with, because you've gone through the process. I'm not saying everything's always going to be a negative or difficult or challenging process. You know, no, that's not always going to be the case. And sometimes those challenging processes come because we didn't obey instruction number four, we skip to eight, right? We try to skip some of the things we're meant to do, right? But those things are part of the process. So even the learning, you know, all of that, the everything is part of the process. So that's the word I want to leave you with today, is don't skip the process. Don't get distracted by this instant world we live in. Don't get distracted by the rush that is presented before us, because that's often what's presented before us, and we just go by whatever that rush is and therefore want to execute from that perspective. So whatever you do, do not skip the process. I love you. I'm rooting for you. Actually, not to do with Adia Talks, but more to do with Moadia Me. talking about myself now. I have a program which is, you know, really just a put together of resources and some ideas and, you know, things I've put together to share with you, called Finishing Strong. I've actually been doing this for like 4 years. I've been recording videos, I think since 2018, on Finishing Strong. Like, God just led me to it one day, and it's just kind of built up from that. And I have, you know, there's a video which will be out later this week, which will be available. You can go to Moadia TV. You can watch it there. But following that, if you go to my Instagram, you get more details. There is a, you know, you can sign up to the Finishing Strong crew, as I call us. Sign up and you will get more details on, like, you know, what we have in store, and, you know, you get more access to more resources, more things to help you finish your year strong, because we're going to finish strong so we can start well and all of that. So look out for those details. Go to Moadia on Instagram, or go to Moadia TV on YouTube. You'll be able to access the video when it's out, and then you can get all the details to sign up, and then we will go from there. So I want to thank you so much for joining. I'm rooting for you to finish strong. I'm rooting for you to go through all the processes to be where God wants you to be, and all of those wonderful lovely things. So take care. God bless. We'll probably have our next episode will probably be in a couple of weeks' time, and I may share some exciting things that have been going on, but I look forward to catching up with you. Take care and God bless. All right. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four, and make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Idea Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Idea Talks. You can also head to our website, ideatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care and God bless you.